the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matheson Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The poll just came out. Asking a very good poll. This is one that had a lot of respondents. Asking what people's opinions was of the Mar-a-Lago execution of the search warrant. 49% of people approved it. 37% did not approve it. 13% had no opinion. But the no opinions tend to break with the same percentages of the others if you really press them. And this is Democrats and Republicans and independents, everybody. But they did a separate question about independents, and it was very similar. 47% of them approved it, and only 33% of them disapproved it. Now, 49% said that they believe that there is evidence that a crime was committed, 49%. 39% thought the motivation was to damage Trump's career. So by 10 points, people in this country understand that it was evidence that a crime was committed. And by 12 points, people in this country approve of the execution of the search warrant, approve of it. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Thanks, Matt, for that revelation about the poll. So we can safely say the majority of Americans want Trump investigated. The minority of Americans don't. The minority of Americans support Trump, and they support terrorism. If it's a collective program by the Democrats or anybody who doesn't want those people in office to control or have the upper hand in the elections, we got to stay united on that front. We've got to stay united on that front, because if we don't, and heaven help us, Trump gets in, our democracy right now hangs by a thread. It isn't woven tight. It isn't totally secure. It's never been as unsecure as it is right now. Now, if they want the culture of America to change, well, then you let these characters in. But remember, they want terrorism. Somebody's already taken shots at the FBI. They hated it when BLM wanted to defund the police. Now they want to defund FBI. I just don't get there. They have no word common sense. So if we stay united, just remember, guys, it's only 90 days. It's in a lifetime. And if we can have a blue wave, a blue tsunami in fall, America is back. Thanks, Matt. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah, Bill, that's a very, very good comment. I want to build on that a couple of things and translate it into what practically we can do. When Bill says our democracy is hanging by a thread, he's absolutely right. A number of historians, several of them, met with Biden, and they privately warned him of that. And we frequently compare the present mood to Berlin in the 1930s, and there's some parallels, but the better parallel is America in the 1850s. The America in the 1850s led up to the election of Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War. And as you got through it, you had things like the Dred Scott decision, where the a black guy got free from slavery, and the Supreme Court, it was the equivalent of the kind of Supreme Court we had now, said, no, a black person can't be a free citizen. And then they had the Kansas-Nebraska Act, remember that, where they were going to impose slavery in Kansas. And people said, enough's enough. There's a Fugitive Slave Act, and some slave catchers came to Milwaukee, believe it or not. Guy had escaped, and then they put him in jail under the law, which had been passed by these segregationists. And about 1,000 Milwaukee men went down there and tore the jail apart, tore the guy out, and got him up to Canada. People said, enough's enough. The problem is those kinds of decisions ended up in war. And Bill is exactly correct that the people that are pushing Trump and pushing all this are really pushing for that kind of sentiment in the 1850s that led to a civil war. We can't have it. We do have to stay together. And two ways to do it. One, keep in mind, it's the judges, a lot of them, the Republican judges, that are keeping us back on democracy. at the federal level, they are going to be considering a case from North Carolina in October, where it's expected they may say that a state legislature, which we're all gerrymandered now, can do whatever it wants on voting, and nobody else in the state, not the state Supreme Court, not the state attorney general, not the state governor, and no federal court can second guess it. So they can say, well, you know, not only will be drop boxes, but the electors will be picked by the gerrymandered legislature, not in a presidential election. They can say that if a state wants to, it can say there can be one voting location in each county or in each city. So Phoenix, and they tried this in Arizona, one voting location for many millions of people. Can you imagine? They say, oh, well, but there's a lot of, Rattlesnake Creek up there. The other part of the state has one. Yeah, but they have 80 people in Rattlesnake Creek. You know, they're going to do this stuff. This Supreme Court will do it. And at some point, we're going to have a challenge. It's an illegitimate Supreme Court, in my opinion, illegitimately confirmed. And in my opinion, we're going to have to talk about how we challenge them this fall. On a shorter basis, we have an election coming up for state Supreme Court. For state Supreme Court, Judge Janet of Milwaukee, Janet Protasiewicz, great prosecutor. She is a very tough prosecutor. Now she's been a judge in Milwaukee County for some years. She was a prosecutor for more than 20 years, is running with the full support of a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents, a lot of moderate Republicans around the state. Keep that in mind. Janet Protasiewicz, long word, we call her Judge Janet. That's who I'm voting for next April, primaries in February. If she gets in, the person that's not running, Pat Rogensack, was one of the people who voted not to certify Biden. So that would turn the court, if Janet gets in, 4-3 the other way in the central election. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's not only, it's not only the defunding. They don't use that phrase, race, because of the police. I mean, that we don't actually mean defund the police. We mean reform the police into a more effective and humane way of doing things. And it is just that not only are they looking at ignoring the will of the people, for if the Supreme Court goes the way you suggest it might go, as far as for the North Carolina case, ignoring the will of the people. It's not just the judges and all that. They'll ignore the electorate. I mean, that because it has become that, you know, the people get to choose who the president is. You know, through the farce, it's become the Electoral College, but we still get to choose the president. And they don't believe in democracy. I mean, pure and simple, these federal society freaks. And they should have to be called anti-federalists, because that's the view they kind of take up, rather than who the actual federalists were. They are a clear and present danger to democracy. And if they bring, you know, if this kind of stuff, that kind of decision is something that would bring the republic down, I think, if they start ignoring the will of the people. I mean, that because they could just say, we don't care what the election says in any election. Doesn't matter which one it was. The state legislature will decide what the election results are, or their hand-picked troll of a secretary of state, and they'll say, this is what the election results are, regardless of what the numbers are. Maybe they won't even give us the numbers anymore, because they say, we really don't need to have that. This is
No, you're hitting something very important. In other words, what they're going to do as a result of this case is say that these state legislatures can do whatever they want. And it'll only matter in about six states: Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, in six states. And in those six states, they can say there is no presidential election anymore. We will determine it in the state legislature. The second thing is, remember this, they've already said, Michaels has already said, that the legislature should determine the electors. This is Michaels running for governor. And the Republicans have already said that they are going to put a resolution out there to say that the lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction are no longer elected, appointed by the governor. That's toxic. If Scott Walker had that ability, or Rebecca Clayfish, or Tim Michaels, you know what would happen. You can't have that. You must keep your right to an election. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Never give up your right to vote. Ever, ever, ever. I don't care what they say in a resolution or a referendum or anything else. Never, ever, ever give up your right to vote. So That is what is on the horizon. But it's a Supreme Court that is itself illegitimate. Amy Comey Barrett was rammed through in the lame duck by a president who lost the election, voted on by some senators who weren't going to be serving anymore. And she's going to be in a 5-4 majority to say that we're not going to be able to vote anymore for president, because if six states go that way, doesn't matter what Alabama and New York does. I mean, we know what they're going to do. That's what's on the horizon, folks. That is what is on the horizon. And they're going to use just the fact that an unelected Supreme Court, they think, can do whatever it wants. There's nothing in the Constitution that the Supreme Court can overrule anything. I don't know if you knew that. They can't overrule. It doesn't say in the Constitution they can overrule a state or federal law of any sort. They just said they could in the 19th century, and they didn't do it very prominently until the Dred Scott decision. And suddenly they're getting away with this. Do not let them upend our democracy. One good final note. Gas is down to $3.97 a gallon. It's down 68 cents in 1 month. Joe Biden's doing a great job in inflation, great job in handling the economy under difficult foreign policy circumstances. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins, and always have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn directly back on Monday, same time, same place. I'm signing off for today.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get